This is Mike Johnston with the download edition of the World Business Report Wall Street Update for Thursday, October the 8th. US interest rates have been held close to zero since December 2008, the very darkest days of the financial crisis. Sooner or later, they will rise once again. But when? Investors have been digesting the minutes of the Federal Reserve's latest policy-setting meeting for clues. That's the US Central Bank, of course. Kerry Leahy at Decision Economics in New York told me what they showed.
Well, the minutes are basically telling you two things. The Fed is satisfied with economic growth, but there are two buts. And the first but is inflation still remains on the low side, and underlying inflation may actually be sagging a bit. And this sagging is unfolding before we had the disruptions from China. And so there are worries that inflation that's already showing signs of sagging might sag even further. So the Fed said, this is not the right time to press the button to hike rates. And the market likes that because even though it's saying things aren't good enough to hike rates, it means that the profile of interest rates remains low, and that's positive for stocks, at least for the moment.
I suppose the key question for policymakers is to what extent this global slowdown is actually affecting the United States, knocking the U.S. off course. What evidence is there for that?
We've now had 2 months of slowdown in payroll employment, and that's the number one economic indicator. So there's been some signs of slowdown there, but underlying consumer spending is pretty good and investments showing some life, or at least it's flatlining. So right now, all you can really say is that firms are making an adjustment and cutting their inventory investment, which could lower third quarter growth perhaps sharply, but that just may be a hiccup. And while the international developments in the strong dollar might hurt the economy for another year, we just don't know if that's actually going to happen.
Kerry Leahy. Well, the Dow finished up 0.8% at 17,050. And that's all for this Wall Street Update.